I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, when this weather gets hotter, the temperatures are just, the tempers are quicker to just snap, I think. And I think that's what may have happened here in Connecticut a few days back, where we had some McDonald's rage, some McChicken rage go on when a McDonald's manager was attacked by a female customer. These are two women here who are going at it. We got a woman who was not happy with the way her McChicken was prepared. So she just stormed the kitchen.
How many different ways can they be prepared?
And said, I'll show you how you make a McChicken sandwich.
This oh, okay. I was thinking chicken nuggets. Okay, the sandwich.
This is,
sure.
This is
okay.
A McChicken sandwich, okay? This was last Friday evening where this 21-year-old woman got her McChicken at the drive-thru and opened that thing up and took a look at that. And she said this was made all wrong. So she came back and requested a refund and then said, and I will show you how this is done. And then she went behind the counter. And the manager said, this woman, this customer slapped me in the face. A guy tried to get in between the two, and he got slapped too. This customer said, I will be showing you how to properly make a McChicken sandwich. And the customer and the manager of the McDonald's says, you know, we're calling the police, and you're going to get arrested for this. And the customer said, that's okay. I got the bail money.
Go ahead.
She was upset that her McChicken sandwich apparently did not come with shredded lettuce and mayonnaise. So she wanted to go back there and show them how to put the shredded lettuce and the mayo on a McChicken.
When we were down in Florida, there was a couple of we stopped at Subway once or twice, and they used shredded cheese down there instead of, I guess they had sliced cheese too, but I'd never seen them use the shredded cheese in making the sandwiches. But I do have someone here, and I can't believe it's news, that also wanted to, I don't know, pretend like he worked for a fast food restaurant in Montana. We'll tell you about Isaac Wells, 20-year-old Isaac Wells. And he took off with a running pizza delivery truck about 4:30 the other day and took it through a joyride through town. And according to the charging documents, this is Isaac jumps into Howard's pizza truck. And the guy's making a delivery, and the dude jumps into the pizza truck and takes off. Officers begin searching the area because the employee says, hey, the dude took off, and he's got all the pizzas. He had a full pizza oven stacked full of pizzas in there. Well, a second caller says, hey, there's some guy in a Howard's pizza truck is driving like a maniac over here on the other side of town. And then another person said, there's some dude in a Howard's pizza truck hanging out with a bunch of teenagers in an Oldsmobile. So they get the license plate of the Oldsmobile. They find the Oldsmobile in a parking lot. And what's there but a couple boxes of Howard's pizza. And they said, where did all this pizza come from? And they said, our buddy dropped it off. He was driving the pizza truck.
Well, this is sharing.
And then so they said, no, he took off. Well, they searched the car. They find the guy has not only the key to the Howard's pizza truck, one of the kids in there. They tried to, no, he drove off. Well, they had stashed the truck down the way and were eating the pizza. They all got, well, the kid that stole the pizza truck got caught. And the kids that ate the pizza party, I don't know if they got anything out of it.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
I don't know if they got in trouble for eating the pizza. They got something out of it. They got the pizza.
Well, if they knew it was stolen pizza, maybe they did.
I don't know.
All right, we go to Whidbey Island. You know, there have been, we've had some problems out on Whidbey Island the last couple weeks with deer attacking people and attacking animals. Some legitimate 911 calls coming in recent weeks. Let's see what's been going on out on Whidbey Island. These calls coming to us from late April. Tuesday, April 23rd, 6:29 p.m., Eli Street. A 911 caller says, my sister just posted my address on the internet. Wednesday, April 24th, 12:05 a.m., Ireland Street. 911 caller says, there's two guys over here telling stories that don't make sense.
And they're on the radio.
Thursday, April 25th, 8:50 a.m., Midway Boulevard. 911 caller says, There's a woman in a parking lot who appears to be filming a bird. Thursday, April 25th, 2:12 p.m., Highway 20. 911 caller says, there's a man in our lobby drinking vodka. Thursday, April 25th, 6:22 p.m., Barrington Drive. 911 caller says, there's a guy taking a leak on a fence. And finally, Friday, April 26th, 3:34 a.m., Erie Street. 911 caller says, we've done all we can do, but we cannot get this woman to leave the bathroom.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.